Morning, Christian greetings. Good to be here again. We were gone last Sunday, so it's kind of hard to jump into a Sunday school class when you missed the last Sunday, but I really enjoyed it and appreciated what we've heard this morning. The thought of what Matt shared there about 2026, what are our goals, what are we pressing forward, and then in the devotional this morning, one of the questions Matt asked at the end, he said, what do we want to be doing when Jesus comes? And you know, that's a challenge. What do we want to be doing, and what have we been doing? If we look back at 2025, how do we reflect? How do we think about our past year? What are our goals in the coming year? So we're very happy to have Brother Louis here with us here this morning, and he's consented to bring the message. So we're looking forward to that. For a little meditation here, if you want to turn with me to Luke chapter 2, I don't know how much y'all read out of there. It's the last part of it. Now think a little bit about, I must be about my Father's business. How many 12-year-olds do we have here? Any 12-year-olds? Oh, we got quite a few of them. So, how good would you feel about taking off on a journey with your parents, walking 60 miles? So that would be, let's see, where's 60 miles at? I'd be going to Buffalo, Missouri. So you're taking off on a walk from here, and you're going to take several days walking up there, not on the highway, not on the shoulder, but on a dusty trail. And with the whole group of people, and that's what we find here if we look at verse 40, and we see verse 41, he says, now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. So they went on this walk, and I don't know how many days it took them, several days probably, and they probably didn't have, their lodging was probably different. They probably stopped in it. There's places they could stop and find a room. And so they make it up there. They spend their time there. And they decide to head back home. They're with all their friends. It's a time of a good time, a time of rejoicing and sharing together. And their friends, they're walking back, and they're kind of, maybe their mothers all are walking by themselves, and the fathers are following along behind. And they both thought Jesus was with them, thought he was in their company. But they go a whole day's journey. So a whole day's journey is quite a ways. And Joseph and Mary talk to each other, and they say, where's Jesus? Well, he was with you. I thought he was with you. No, I thought he was with you. You know, can you kind of imagine what went on there? Parents, well, where did you see him last? Well, no, I just thought he was with you. You know, Jesus never left with them. He was back there. 30-some years ago, my wife and I were traveling, and we had he was probably 16 years old. My brother was with us, and he was, we were driving during the night trying to get back home for Christmas. We had been to my grandparents' place, or my uncle's, I'm not sure which, both, I think. And we're driving back in the middle of the night. We had a little Ford Ranger with we had a mattress in the back, and one of us could sleep back there while the other one drove. And I was driving, and my brother was back there sleeping, and Darlene and I were in the front. I stopped at a gas station. I pulled in. I got out. I filled up with fuel. I went in, and I paid. And I came back out, and I never saw my brother, so I didn't think he got out. And I looked in the back, and there was a hump there in the sleeping bag. And I jumped in, and we took off. But I had this uneasy feeling as I kept going down the road. I watched in my rearview mirror, and there was never any movement back there. So finally, after a couple of hours, I pulled off at a rest area, jumped out, went back there, and picked up the camper top and reached in. It was empty. The sleeping bag just went down. And I felt inside, and it was cold. Well, of course it was. We wouldn't have jumped out when I was going down the road, right? So, and it was in the winter time. So what do? No cell phones. And how do we know where we stopped? It's a bad feeling, really bad feeling. I found the receipt, and on that receipt it had an exit number. At least I knew where to go back to. And so that little ranger made some fast tracks going back the other way. First of all, we tried to call. We called my parents. We called my uncle with a payphone. You know, you put a quarter in and you call, or maybe you put a code in and paid a number. No, they hadn't heard anything. So of course that probably left my parents with a little bit of a sleepless night too. And so we headed back, stopped at that exit, and walked inside, and there he is, sitting in a booth. He had bought a book, and he was contentedly, happily reading his book. And he said, well, I didn't know what else to do. Well, could have at least called parents or something. But you know, can you imagine how they felt when Joseph and Mary got back? And this took us 2 hours to get back. This took them all day walking back over this dusty road, asking people, did you see Jesus? Did you see Jesus? No, we didn't see him. Well, they get back to the temple, and we read here, it says, they found him among their... After 3 days, they found him in the temple. That's in verse 46. Sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said, son, why hast thou dealt with us, thus with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And what did he say? Why were you looking for me? Know ye not that I must be about my father's business? We notice that Mary kept all these sayings in her heart. You know, Jesus' childhood was real. He was 100% man, human. I believe he made himself grow up as a man, learn as a man. He faced all the same things that we do, but he never sinned. You know, am I a child of God by identification with my Lord and Savior? You know, or do we get somewhere and we find out that we left Jesus behind? I saw on a sign the other day, I was coming up some roads I've never been on before, and I came around a corner, and this little old church was there and had this sign out there, and it said, the hardest part about walking with Jesus is trying to do it without him. I had to read that one twice, and I pondered on that a lot since. The hardest part about walking with Jesus is trying to do it without him. Can we do that? Do we too many times try to do it in ourselves? We try to do the right things. We want to do the right things instead of simply walking with him. We leave him behind. I must be about my Father's business. Are you so identified with the Lord's life that you are simply a child of God, continually talking to him, realizing that all things come from his hands? Is the eternal child in you living in the Father's house? You know, the graces of his life, ministering life, working out through you and in, out through your home. You know, they were traveling, unaware, not conscious of the absence of Jesus. Do we find ourselves in the same shoes, working hard, maybe even the Lord's work? But is Jesus with us, or has he been absent? We've been struggling on our own. Is your business, the things that you're doing this past year, were you about your Father's business? You must be about your Father's business. In our community or in our church circle, is it our Father's agenda that we are concerned about? You know, what he would have us do, what he wants us to do? Is that the most important thing? Is our conversation spiritually inspiring? Does it make us want to dig into the Word of God? You know, Jesus was respectful. He was submissive to his parents when they came back. Sometimes we face things in life that seem too big for us. They are too big for us. Can we, like Mary, ponder these things in our heart? You know, Mary had a lot of confirmation. She thought the angel talked to her. She had a visit with Elizabeth. She saw Simeon and Anna bless the little baby, Christ. But she was still searching for answers. You know, don't we need to keep our hearts open, our conscience clean, so that he can speak to us as we go about the main mundane duties of life? You know, if we're doing them for Christ, they shouldn't be mundane. So as we reflect on the past year, what would you say was a must in your life? In the coming year, what is a must? Is it your business? Is it the Father's business? Is it other people's business? Are you in the business of destruction and gossip? Or are you in the business of building and restoring? I trust that's the business we want to be in. Is your must the Father's business? You know, we enjoyed the last two evenings over there listening to Brother Morris talking again, seeing the vastness and the wonders of the heavens, the universe, our little galaxy, and everything that's all out beyond that. You know, the Father's business is his creation, and that's us, that's you and I. It must be our business also if our desire is to do the will of the Father. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Our kind Heavenly Father, we come before thee again this morning. We thank you again for your many blessings. We thank you for the words that we've heard, and we thank you for the blessing of being able to be together like this. We just pray that you might be with the many today that would love to be in a place like this, but can't be because of or are for fear of their own lives in places of persecution, war-torn countries. Pray for those that can't be here this morning because of sickness. Just pray your blessing and healing on them. We just want to commit this service to you. Bless Brother Louis as he brings a word to us. Just open our hearts for what you have for us. We just want to commit this time to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.